It's springtime, and love is in the air, or on the doorstep. In Germany, and particularly in the Rhineland, it's tradition for young people to show their affection for one another by decorating birch trees, and when the clock strikes midnight on May 1st, to leave them leaning against their sweetheart's door. Usually it's boys dropping off the so-called Maibäume, or May trees, but as Eric Heath found out this year, there was a twist.
I'd been hearing about Maibäume ever since I got to Germany. It always sounded so sweetly innocent. Go out into the forest, find a tree, decorate the tree with hearts and streamers, and then ditch it on the unsuspecting crush's doorstep. Insert cheesy sigh here. Aww. But in thinking about doing a story on the trees, I realized I kind of wanted to see what all the fuss was about. I realized I wanted to have the May tree experience. So, step one on my Maibaum adventure, I looked up the nearest tree-cutting site and hopped on my bike. And right away, I encountered my first obstacle.
I'm on the way to find the May trees, and I hope it's not too much further, because this journalist is winded.
And the journalist stayed winded. Turns out it's not like finding a Christmas tree at a tree lot. You actually go deep into the forest, and in this case, the forest was at the top of a mountain.
I just asked some girls how far, and they said I still have a ways to go, so we're not there yet. But I'm going to find these Maibäume if it kills me.
And eventually I did find the clearing at the top of the ridge, where loads of cars with trees hanging out were passing me in all directions. The first person I ran into was the man in charge of the operation, Forester Westerholt.
How is business this year? Is it good?
It's very good. Every year the boys took the trees, but all of four years the girls come. And today there are many, many girls, and I hope we have enough trees.
And as soon as he said it, I realized the forester was right. There were girls everywhere. They outnumbered boys 3-1. Which took me by surprise. But tradition's tradition. And as it so happens, every leap year, May 1st means ladies' choice. Following the forester's directions, I set out into the forest to find myself a tree. But having forgotten my saw and axe at the office, I was lucky to run into a group of girls who were better prepared and were willing to let me join their expedition.
We're looking for my Maibaum for my boyfriend.
For your boyfriend,
yeah,
okay.
Please.
And you're all helping.
Yeah, we have friends and we just thought we should. We are out to support her.
So this is the first time?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Deeper and deeper we plunged into the forest until finally we saw it. Maibaum heaven. Birch trees of all shapes and sizes and girls running around holding axes and saws. The girl's tree of choice was about 3 meters long, and because I had to carry mine back on the bicycle, mine was, well, not 3 meters. But nevertheless, pretty soon we were all proud owners of freshly cut birches.
Habt ihr vielleicht eine für uns? Irgendwelche,
And it's down.
Miri, kann ich die Handschuhe haben?
But as I quickly learned, my bare tree wasn't going to cut it as a genuine Maibaum.
Yeah, like colorless paper or something, like...
Some streamers or...
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Stripes, and we put it at every of these
branches, so it's really colorful and bright.
Yeah, and then you need to have the big sign with your girlfriend's name. And
right, so...
All right, tree, check. Romantic decorations, check. The final step...
So really quickly, can you guys tell me what the plan is for tonight?
Plan for tonight?
The plan for tonight.
Like, at midnight, we just go... And attach the tree to the house and go
and drop it and run away.
Yeah, as fast as we can.
There you go.
And with that, I had all the information I needed to write my own Maibaum history. Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have a few late decoration changes to make to mine, like the heart in the middle and the ribbons and all that other.